the place where we got, say, what we've got. Reservoirs.
Reservoirs.
Reservoirs, say reservoirs.
Reservoirs.
We'll begin to see the Spirit of God move.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Listen now. Listen, say, listen.
Listen.
God doesn't always quicken the mortal body. Break it down, break it down, Pastor.
Break it down.
He doesn't always quicken the mortal body. He expects you to get to the place without to quicken you anymore. Say growth.
Growth.
Say growth.
Growth.
See, there's a process. Say a process.
Process.
Lord God. That we go through. And it's called always going from glory to glory and faith to faith.
Yes.
But what we don't bring into the equation is the physicality of what that means.
Mm.
There's a physical response to God.
Amen.
The Bible says that David danced out of his clothes, which tells you David was in great shape. I ain't never seen nobody dance out of their clothes. Do you understand what I'm saying? I haven't seen somebody dance so much that the clothes and the robe would just fall off of him. But what it tells you, tell what it tells you, that there was a capacity in him to go to the next level. And next level, say next level living, comes from next level preparation. I'm going to say that again. I'm going to write this down so you can get this. That's not a phrase right there. You can get next level living.
Next level living.
Comes from next level preparation.
Comes from next level preparation.
Do you follow what I'm saying? Yeah. Glory to God. Katrina gets up and she expends energy. Glory to God. She say expensive energy. But she has to prepare herself or she'll get back here and she'll be so tired she can't receive the word.
Right.
Do you follow what I'm saying? Because her physical, say physical. When your physical body goes down, your brain goes with it. Do you follow what I'm saying? What happens, Clint, when you get physically fatigued? Your mind goes blank, doesn't it? And the body can't respond anymore. Why? Because it's shocked. Do you follow what I'm saying? And God doesn't always say God doesn't always. Come and give you a shot, say give you a shot. Even if he does, you can't even respond to him. Because your mind ain't in a place to receive. Do you follow what I'm saying? Say. That's why it's so important that he rose.
Yes.
Yes.
Say, rose.
Ah! Rose.
Say, he's risen.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Glory to God. And when we say that, say, when we say that.
Yes.
There's a revelation that has to come from that because you can just be repeating what I'm saying and not have a revelation of what I say.
Amen.
Right.
Huh?
That's right.
See, I say certain things to repeat because I recognize that memory comes from words spoken. If I say it long enough, you'll catch it. If you're listening, say listening. You'll catch what the Father is desiring you to receive. Because faith comes by hearing what is being said. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say faith comes by hearing.
Faith comes by hearing.
And hearing, glory to God, say by the word of God. Say the word of God. It's the word of God that is our life. Say word of God. The word of God is our life. It is my food. Jesus told the disciples, are you not, he says, I have food you know not of.
Mm-hmm.
They looked at him and says, what are you talking about, man? You have food that I don't know of. The Bible says that the word is spirit and it is life.
Yes.
Is that not true?
Yes.
So if you read the word, what do you get?
Life.
Yes. You don't read the word, what don't you get? Do you follow the equation? Am I connecting the dots for you? So the word, Jesus, say Jesus. And he is the word, says my word. Say it is spirit and it is life. What does he say when he says spirit? When my word is spoken, the spiritual environment changes.
Yes.
Do you recognize what I'm saying? Are you connecting the dots? So when you begin to open up your mouth, glory to God, you begin to have a cataclysmic effect on the spiritual realm. And the spiritual realm has an effect on you.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
Are you following me today? That's why when Jesus said it is finished, what he's actually saying is that you are now in a place with him where you can rule in an environment that was kicking your butt. See, now you can operate within a framework that was designed to bless you, whereas before, because you were outside of the will of God, Satan in that environment was wearing you out.
Yeah.
Do you follow me here, saints?
Yeah.
So Jesus says, it is finished. that's been operating in your room and you don't even see it, you can't even feel it, speaking to your mind at night, telling you you broke, telling you you ugly, telling you you don't have any need, telling you you are worthless, telling you that you are a piece of whatever, and you're receiving that stuff because you don't have the wherewithal to fight it, you become what you keep hearing. Do you follow me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So Jesus came to break you out of the prison of your own making, of your own cultural upbringing, of your own family, breaking you from that thing which has constricted you and made you not be able to flow as God created you. It is broken now because of what Christ did on the cross.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 And as you begin to pay time with Jesus, how do you spend time with Jesus? You spend time with Jesus by reading his word.
Yes.
If you aren't reading his word, you are spiritually anemic.
Amen.
What is anemic, Pastor? It means you are weak and needing nutrients. Anemic means you don't have the necessary nutrients flowing through your body to give you the strength to carry you through a day. And Jesus came to remove that paralysis from you. And giving you access to a God, say a God, who has given you freedom and liberty to walk in every area.
Amen.
Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
So when we talk about resurrection, we made it so cliche that people don't even understand what it means. They've been in church all their life. So it becomes something people do and not something people are. You're supposed to be walking in the power of the resurrected Christ. Which means you don't have a bad day. Oh, y'all can't hear me, but I'm going to speak it anyway. You can't have a bad day in Christ. The only way you have a bad day in Christ is when you don't know who you are in Christ. And that's the devil. Say, that's the devil's desire. Is to keep you ignorant. Only read 5 minutes a day. If you, can I give you an equation? I'm going to give you an equation. Let's break this down because you can understand this. What if you only had 5 minutes to eat every day?
Oh,
5 minutes a day to eat. What would you look like in a week? Tell you one thing, you will be mad as hell. I ain't say mad as heaven. I say mad as hell. You're going to be grumpy. You're going to be mean. You going to have stank breath. You're going to have a whole bunch of stuff, and none of it is going to be healthy. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Do you follow me?
Amen.
If you don't eat 5 minutes, some of y'all be having a fit, be trying to eat them. You be eating them. You be licking your plate trying to get a residue of what was on yesterday.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Say 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
You got 5 minutes. Some people don't only read the Bible 5 minutes a day. And you wonder why they're not walking in spiritual power. You're wondering why they're not touching people's lives. You wonder why they're not walking in the blessings that the Father has established for them. Are you catching the analogy?
Sir, sir.
You catching the analogy?
Yes, sir.
Do you follow that? See, that Jesus died that you might have access. Say access.
Access.
Say access.
Access.
Say access.
Access.
Say access.
Access.
My God, my God. Hallelujah. Is that the son?
That's the military.
Come on, man. Y'all be over here. How you been, man?
Good.
Hey, sweetheart. How you doing? Okay, what's up? It's a bright time. Glory to God. Amen. Say, it's good to see family.
Good to see family.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say family.
Family.
Say resurrection. We're talking about resurrection. Say resurrection.
Resurrection.
Hallelujah. Say resurrection.
Resurrection.
See, there's a reason why we must understand that the resurrection has great importance to us. Say great importance.
Great importance.
See, when we understand what Jesus has done, say next level living comes from next level preparation. You have to prepare yourself for what God has for you. Do you follow me? And as I stated before, Jesus' resurrection to come from the dead. To resurrect means to bring something that was dead back alive again. You recognize this because you've seen this in medical movies or medical mysteries or medical television shows. When someone flatlines, what is flatline? Meaning there's no response of the heart. Boop, boop, boop. The EKG is showing life. Uh-huh. Responses to the what? Electrical impulses that is given off by the body that what triggers the heart. When it flatlines, they flatline. No more electrical responses. Now they get a machine. What's the machine? What? Bam.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he drew that machine, bam, regenerates the heart, and what? The human being starts to live again. When Jesus died, say when Jesus died.
Jesus died.
Boom, boom, he resurrected, bam, brought you back to your spiritual life.
Yes, sir.
Do you recognize what's happening here? There's a part of you that was disconnected from God, and now you're connected with God by the Spirit, glory to God, and now you're going to live in a different perspective than you were living before.
Amen.
Do you understand that? Am I making sense? Am I making sense? I say that because I'm trying to communicate to you what has happened on this thing we call what? Resurrection Day.
Yeah.
For the believer, say for the believer. Say new life in him.
Life.
Say there's a new life. A new recognition of potential that was available to you that was stunted because you had no connection with God.
Amen.
So now I'm connected. Say I'm connected.
Amen.
And I'm connected by what? By the Spirit and by his word. And we said that his word is spirit and it is what?
Life.
Is spirit and what? Life. Spirit and what? Life. So the spirit, the word. When you speak the word because of the spirit, what's happening? You're changing the environment that you're in. Why? Because you're bringing in new what? Your new life into your environment. What's the new life? Angelic activity. What's the new life? The Spirit of God is moving in you. What's the new life? You're now being exposed to opportunities and areas of growth that you didn't even know existed.
Amen.
And there's preparation for that.
Yes.
Preparation. For me to be an athlete, I had to go through some preparation. The preparation at times was not good. Why wasn't it good? Because it didn't feel good.
Come on, sir.
But just because it feels good for you doesn't mean it's good to you. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
Or good for you. Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
So some things you go through in God is going to cause you some discomfort.
Yes.
But I found out of discomfort comes great peace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
See, out of this comfort comes great peace. Say great peace.
Great peace.
See, when you're playing as an athlete that's better than you, it's a discomfort when you can't deal with it.
Right.
It's a discomforting thing when he can do with you what he wants to. But when you get your endurance together, when you get your strength together, when you understand the strategies to defeat him, and when you start whooping him, glory to God, there is a process that comes that builds confidence in you. And you say, bring it on, brother, because whatever you got, I can have it. Do you follow me? Likewise in the spirit, when Satan comes to you with stuff he used to whoop you with, now he comes, you say, come on, brother, because I'm walking in a different dynamic. Jesus is running, he's operating on the inside of me. And now I'm able to deal with you in the area that you used to deal with. Do you follow me? Do you follow me? Is that worthy of an amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, let me hear you, glory to God.
Amen.
Say amen.
Amen.
It's said in the soul. Amen. Agreement brings power.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Do you follow me? Glory to God. So what we're living in, we're living in a reality where if we want it, we can have it. Can I say that again? What do you want from God? What is it that you want from God? Say faith.
Faith
comes by understanding God's word. So what it is saying is that your faith, and faith in the Greek is the word pistis, and it simply means to say, have confidence in.
Have confidence in, yes, sir.
Bo Jackson said this. Bo Jackson and my brother played together at Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
Bo said, it will be a sin before God for me to fail athletically.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Bo said this. It will be a sin before God for me to fail athletically when he gave me so much athletic talent.
Mm-hmm.
See, when you recognize what you have and you recognize the one who gave it to you, you honor him by becoming the best that you can be with the talent that he gave you. Do you understand that? And with that, say with that. You give him glory when you let the world know that it's not me, but it's him that gave me the gifts and the talents that I'm giving praise to. And that draws glory and attention, what? To God. Because people can't see God, but they can see and identify God from someone who talks about God. Do you follow what I'm saying? You follow me? So God, say God, sent Christ to model before you what is possible. Say what's possible. If you trust in God. Do you follow me? Now Jesus did it because his charge was most difficult. It's not natural to die for people. It's natural to protect your life. It's natural to protect your life at the loss of others. If Brother George came running and a bear is running after us, he gonna be done. Because I'm going to outrun him. And the bear going to get him before he gets me. Say, that's a natural man. Without influence of the Holy Spirit. The natural man said, my life comes first. Brother, God bless you. And you know God bless you. I hope you win. You follow what I think. But Jesus, say Jesus.
Jesus
came, say he came. As a man, say as a man. With feelings, with emotions, with reasoning, with understanding. Say everything you have, Jesus had. And Jesus could reason just like you. And Jesus could come to conclusions just like you can. That's a good thing. That's not a good thing. That's painful. That is not something I want to do. So you see Jesus struggling in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, struggling with this reality. What's the reality? That I don't want to die. I'm human. I don't want to suffer what I've seen because Jesus lived in Palestine. Palestine was a governmental district for the Roman Empire. Yes. The Roman Empire did not put their people to death by crucifixion. A Roman could not put another Roman to death by crucifixion because it was such a terrible way to die. The Roman put others to crucifixion to let you know that if you come into Rome, you must do as the Romans do. And if you choose to go contrary to Roman law and Roman activity, this is what will happen to you if you don't follow Roman rules and Roman ways. Do you follow that? So when Jesus was crucified, Jesus was seeing people all the time. You read biblical history, which is history. Say biblical history is history. Romans crucified thousands of Jews. It's available, but when you go to Bible college, they teach you this stuff.
Amen.
They don't teach it in regular schools. You understand?
Yes, sir.
But it's history. It says history.
It's history.
And Jesus is struggling with this claim. 9-inch spikes driven through my wrist. See, the hand was from here to here in antiquities. This was not the hand. The hand was from here to here. Why is this important? If you drove a stake through my hand here, because of the weight of my body, it would shear off. There's no bones or anything to support my weight by putting stakes in my hands. Do you follow that? Follow me? There was a certain way you had to put the stake through the what? Through the foot. So what? The body wouldn't shear off. It's a stress called shear. And shear causes things to just rip. Why? Because there's no strength. There's no muscle. There's no structure to support what Jesus was, what would have kept a man and a woman on the cross. So Jesus is struggling with this. Say struggling. And he says, Father, if it be thy will, remove this from me. God was silent. He went to God 3 times. But you say he's God, but he was man too. Say he was God. Say, but he was man too. Which means he was struggling as a man with the debt that God had ordained him to take. He said struggling. I couldn't do it. That's why I wasn't called. Say struggling. Struggling. See, Jesus was real. You can go read about him in the books of Josephus. You can go read about it in the historians of Rome.
Yes.
He's not a figment of your imagination. He's not something mythologically made up. He's not something that's just written in the book. There's historical documentation that says this man called Jesus of Nazareth, born in Palestine, lived, glory to God, and the census identified his reality and his family.
Amen.
So he was alive. Say he's alive.
He's alive.
He's alive too, not glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. That's why we're here.
Yes.
We're going to go to the word. We're going to read about this in a few minutes.
Yes. Yes.
But Jesus had to make a decision. He said, make a decision. And he says, not my will. He says, but thine will be done.
Yes, sir.
When he yielded his will, the Spirit of God came in and empowered him to go to death.
Amen.
Say empowered him.
Power.
Most people don't live from 39 lashes with the cat of nine tails. What is happening there, Pastor? He's been beaten. The purpose of the cat of nine tail, which was rope wrapped with stones and with glass and with metal, was to rip your body apart. To inflict the most pain possible. After all, the purpose of crucifixion was to let you all know who are lawbreakers, that if you do wrong in this region, if you do wrong in this country, this is what will happen to you when you break the law. What would happen in America if people had to go through that? You wouldn't see nobody tearing up walls right here.
Come on now. Crime would be low, death would be low, all
good. You would have something, because guess what? In the human mind and in the human psyche, because of our messed up DNA, we don't do wrong anyway. Some people you just won't have to keep. You follow me? But what I'm saying is Jesus had to yield, say yield, to the will of God. And where the will of God is known and yielded to, the power of God will come and give you the strength to do what you need to do. Now, if God gave Jesus the power to die, he most certainly, when Jesus rose and gave you the Holy Spirit, gave you the power to live and live well. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Say live.
Live.
Say and live well.
And live well.
Not to just get by.
Not to
live on this base level. Say base level.
Base
Lord
level.
God. But to live on a higher level. Say a higher level.
Higher.
Say God wants you to live on a higher level.
Higher.
Say preparation.
Preparation.
Glory to God. Give my father-in-law a round of applause. Hello, Christ. That's what you're really working right there. That's my name. Good to see you there, God. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Still looking good. He only about 50 or some years old.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen.
But Jesus, say Jesus.
Jesus.
He has come. Say come.
Come.
To give you the ability to live. Say to live.
Yeah.
And live righteously.
Amen.
And to expect. Say expect some things.
Right.
God does not want you to live a normal life.
That's right.
Say average.
Average.
See, when I see young men like Clinton, glory to God. So it is. God has plans for us. And they're not, say they're not. Average plans. My pop's still living. God ain't done with him. If he's still living, God got plans for us. If you're still breathing, God has plans. Say if I'm living. And I am.
Because
I can touch me. I can feel.
Yes.
Then God has plans.
Yes.
Say God has plans.
God has plans.
God's plans don't end until you leave. And then the new ones begin.
Yes.
Do you hear what I'm saying? Because death is not the cessation of life, glory to God. Death is transition from one level to another.
Yes.
And that's why the Bible doesn't speak about death. Jesus told the people, Lazarus, he sleeps. People laughed at Jesus. This Negro dead. Just using that's just common. I'm just using the vernacular over here. You follow, making a point. Lazarus is dead. Jesus talking about he's sleeping. Jesus says, he sleeps. Because believers, say believers. They sleep. See, your body goes into a coffin. Your spirit went straight to heaven. If you're in Christ. Do you hear me, folks? That's why I don't go to my parents' grave. My grandmother ain't in the box.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. Right.
My grandmother's not in that box.
Amen.
My grandmother is not in that box.
Right.
My grandmother is alive.
Okay.
Why? Because the Bible says action for the body is to be present with the Lord.
Right.
But you have to believe that. Do you
yeah.
understand what I'm saying?
Correct.
You have to believe that. Say, believe that.
Believe
So God comes to change your transition or your train of thinking from an old worldly perspective to a new spiritual reality, that you live in a reality that you didn't understand before you got saved, before you received Jesus Christ as Lord. And that reality is you are first a spirit encased in a body. This is not who my sister is. This is just the suit that carries her spirit. And when she goes on to be with the Father, the suit goes back into the ground and her spirit goes to be with the Lord.
Yes.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
You follow that?
Yes.
So you have everything that you need. Right now, say right now.
Right now.
But you have to get into this.
Amen.
Say into the Word.
Word.
See, as an engineer, when I design buildings, I have to go to books. Why do I go to books? Because books tell me what type of structures will support what load.
Mm-hmm.
They'll tell me what type of steel, what? Steel connections, bolts, welding. How they come together.
Yes.
What type of stresses they can take.
Mm-hmm.
And as I begin to look at what it tells me to do, and I put it together because of knowledge, I guarantee that building ain't gonna fall.
Right.
Do you follow?
Right.
Why? Because there's a document that tells me the process by which I need to follow to design a building to withstand certain types of forces.
Amen.
See, in Florida, I have to design differently in Florida than I do in Georgia.
Amen.
I have to design differently in California than I would do in Texas. Different type of environments means I have to plan for those environments.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Do you follow me? Are you following
right.
me? See, in Christ, say in Christ.
Right.
You have to operate and understand how the environment you're living in is the spirits that are operating in that capacity. And the Bible gives you an understanding on how to deal with that spiritual environment by opening your mouth and declaring the word of God over that situation. Do you see what I'm saying? There is a reality that you must understand, and that's a reality that there is a natural world in which you do live. But there's a spiritual realm that impacts the individuals and the environment in which you live in. And if you don't understand it, you'll be a slave to it the rest of your life. Are you tracking with me, body of Christ, today?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You tracking with me? Go to Philippians. Look to your neighbor and say, we are.
We are.
Somebody.
Somebody.
We are.
We are.
Supernatural beings.
Supernatural beings.
In physical bodies.
Physical
bodies. They have abilities.
And capabilities,
that are responding to the word of God.
Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta live differently.
And I live differently when I think differently.
Say next level living.
Next level living.
Comes from next level plan.
Next level plan.
Say next level living.
Next level living.
Comes from next level plan.
Next level.
Say if you don't plan,
you're guaranteed to fail.
If you don't plan, say you're guaranteed to fail.
You're guaranteed to fail.
Preparation
provides for success.
Philippians 3. You tracking with me, Clint? Amen. Philippians chapter 3. Hallelujah. Are you happy today?
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Did Jesus die in vain?
No, he did not.
No, he did not. No, he did not. He succeeded. Say, he succeeded. Glory to God. Some days I'm on and say, some days I'm off. Some days I read real good. Other days things get blurry. Y'all young people, keep living. Y'all understand what I'm talking about. All these years, reading in the dark, catching up with me.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Not alone.
Mm-hmm. You still understand.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Say resurrection.
Resurrection.
When I say resurrection, it's to bring to light that which was what?
Dead.
Say before you met Christ.
Before you met Christ.
You were dead to the things of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Say God is a spirit.
God is a spirit.
And that they say
they
will worship him.
Worship
him in spirit. Say, and in truth. So what is he saying? Breaking that down. What he's saying is that the word of God, say the word of God.
The word of God.
It is spirit. So you worship God by your life. Say, my life is a worship.
My life is a worship.
How you treat people?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Say, how I treat people. Say, how you treat yourself.
Because
you are a gift from God.
Yes.
You are body on loan from God. So God, you bless him by taking care of you. Say, taking care of me. Say,
take care of me.
Because you didn't give yourself 6 feet. You didn't give yourself 185 pounds. Or however height you is. You didn't even determine what type of hair you were going to have. Whether it's going to be long, kinky, straight, whatever. Short, you know, afro, no fro, whatever it was. You know what I mean? You never designed that. God created you in his image and his likeness. He created you the way you look because it pleased him.
Amen.
Say, it pleased God for you to look just like you look. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It pleased God to put you in the family that he put you in. Even though your family was crazy. Mm-hmm. All of us got crazy people in our family. We was crazy ourselves. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Not like everybody. Didn't nobody come into this world perfect?
Come on, sir.
Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
Everybody came into this world with issues. Say issues.
Issues.
Glory to God. And when we come to meet God, God begins to deal with our issues so we can begin to walk as him.
Yes.
You follow that?
Yes.
Follow that?
Yes.
A physical illustration of a spiritual truth. Children look like their parents or someone in the family line. Why? Because they're connected. Huh? Same DNA. Say same DNA.
Same DNA.
And based upon the way God designed DNA, glory to God, everybody doesn't look the same. Because everybody doesn't have the same fingerprint. Out of 8 billion people on the planet, this man's got a significant, authentic print. Nobody has a print like this. How great is the God you serve? Do you understand what I'm saying? 8 billion people and only one fingerprint. That's a lot of creativity right there. You follow? That's how special you are. But see, who you really become is what God reveals to you when you read his word and he begins to expose you to who you really are. And it exceeds your natural capabilities. Say natural capabilities. You can't depend on your natural understanding. Say natural understanding. See, if I get up here and I try to teach you calculus, but you don't have a foundation in geometry and trig, I'm going to lose you. Why? Because I have prepared you for the next level of understanding. I got to prepare you to understand the concepts of calculus. I have to prepare you for what? Foundational teachings that build you to the place where you can put into practical application what I'm teaching you. So the Bible, Father gives you the word, and as you begin to walk in the word, say walk in the word, and you begin to grasp certain concepts by obedience, say by obedience. Simply doing what he says, amen. Now he can give you another level, amen, another instruction that you can walk into and move up to the next level of living he has for you.
Amen.
Am I making sense? Am I making sense? Mm-hmm. So the world tries to teach you that it makes no sense to follow God. But people are killing each other every day. If we're so smart, how come we can't stop killing one another? If we're so smart, how come we can't deal with our economic issues and our economic woes? If we're so smart, how come we can't learn to live together? If we're so smart, how come we can't love one another? Do you follow what I'm saying? When you begin to really break it down, we need God. Why do we need him? Because he created us. Do you follow what I'm saying? Why do we need him? Because he determined what works and what does not work. But he gives you the privilege of applying what he is saying to you so that you can know for yourself that what I say works for you too.
Amen.
Do you follow that?
Yes, sir. Hmm?
So he gives you his word and says, read it, believe it, and follow it.
Yes, sir.
It's no different than your boss. Read the manual. You come to work. They give you a manual to the corporation. Say, follow it, and you'll prosper. Mm-hmm. Says follow it and it prospers. Mm-hmm. But they don't tell you there might be some people in the office that don't like you. Mm-hmm. And they're there to sabotage you. You're doing the process, but he ain't even registering your sales. You're doing the process, but he's not registering the work that you're doing. Why is that happening? Why is he so evil? Why doesn't he like me? What is his problem? You follow me?
Yeah.
Huh? Because the Bible says you don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but spiritual activity is working around you to be used to use human beings to thwart your desires and your progress to be successful. Hmm?
Yes.
So Satan, many people think Satan is some cat walking around here with a red suit on and a pitchfork and a tail and two horns. And he said, that's exactly what I want you to believe. Believe that, you follow me?
Yeah.
When the Bible says he's a spiritual being operating in stealth, operating by speaking into the hearts of men's minds and making them believe that it's them.
Yes, sir.
So in a natural environment without spiritual discernment, you're a slave in the midst of an environment where you think you're free. Do you see that? So husbands and wives can't stay together. When God created husbands and wives to be together,
that's right.
Said the two shall become what?
One.
Hmm? Brothers and sisters fighting can't stay together because you have an invisible enemy you can't see. Do you follow that?
Yes, sir.
Say there's a knowledge.
There's a knowledge
above college.
Above.
College can't teach you everything. Been there, doing my master's degree right now. College is good, but it ain't everything. Do you understand me? Say, there's a knowledge,
above
college.
Above college.
And when you walk into this knowledge, great things can happen.
Amen.
Say, great things.
Great things.
How can a slave, nobody, build a college? Black women were nothing in the 1800s. But a woman called Mary McLeod Bethune believed that she could build a college for black students. No money. Say, no money.
No money.
But Bethune-Cookman stands today.
Yes, sir.
Hmm? Booker T. Washington, a flat-out slave, believed God. Tuskegee Institute exists. I've been there. All God needs is people who can believe what he says. And when you recognize this, they recognize this. What you're building is not just for you. What you're building is for your generations to come. Huh? So you sacrifice your life for the generations to come. Do you understand what I'm saying? Me and my wife got four children. I'm building a structure for them. When we leave, glory to God, they'll have something following them. But what's most important is what we placed on the inside of them as it relates to morals and values and their trust in God. That if they trust the Father, he'll do for them what he did for us. Do you follow what I'm saying? So never say what the man can do to you. Never say the man's keeping me down. Never say I can't have this. Or I'm going to fail. You're speaking death words. You're supposed to be speaking life. John 6:63, my words are spirit and they are what? Life. So you got to start speaking from a new vocabulary.
Yes, sir.
You got to start talking to your body. Say, talking to your body.
Talk to your body.
Because if your body, glory to God, your spirit, you start speaking to your body. Going, I get up every day and say, hey, you're going to line up.
Amen. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Because sometimes something happened to your body, you be talking about, oh, I'm going to die and all this other stuff. I don't say like that. I don't speak like that.
Come on, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So you got to say positive things.
Positive things.
I'm going to live and I'm not going to die.
Amen.
My children are going to be successful.
Right.
Y'all going to be successful.
Amen.
God is with you. Amen. Amen. If you trust in the Lord with all your heart, lean not to your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him.
Yeah.
He'll direct your paths. Yeah. We run the projects, man. I'm from the projects. My mom was struggling with four boys. But she always told us, you're going to college. You ain't got no money, mama. God's going to make a way.
Yes.
You know, because when you're young, you say stuff, you know, you don't know what you don't have no life experience. You just say what it is. We walk by sight, not by faith.
Amen.
Well, mama says, you're going to college. You might be in the project, but you're not of the projects.
Amen.
But see, while she was telling us that, she was going back to school.
Mm-hmm.
She's going back to school.
Moving
by faith. Say, moving by faith.
Moving by faith.
People in the project tell her, you're a fool. Girl, you need to go get you a man. You got them four boys. That's what I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
See, the world will always try to keep you in their box.
Mm-hmm.
God's always taking you out of a box of insufficiency.
Yeah.
Say, out of the box of insufficiency. Go to college. I ain't got no money. Go to college. Go to college. Go to college. Go do it. See, when you step out on faith, God will make stuff fall in for you.
Amen.
See, when you walk by faith, people start doing things for you. So what happened was, white people started giving my mom books. Janet, listen, I know you got four boys. I finished my semester. These books you're going to need for the next semester. Here you go. They're those. You don't owe me nothing. Say, God will make a way. God keep those in perfect peace whose focus is on him. Say, focus on him. God, focus on God. I say, my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus.
Amen.
I'm just repeating the word. Say, he's just repeating the word. But the word is spirit, and it's what?
Life.
When you speak life, the word, when you speak word into your situation, life is birthed into your situation.
Yes, sir.
Do you follow me?
Yeah.
And so then, guess what? People start bringing stuff over to the house. Janet, I know that you can't work the amount of hours that you need to work, but we heard about you, and we're going to buy your kids school clothes for this year.
Glory.
We was like, woo, praise the Lord. You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
See, I'm 61, but I saw God do this in my mom's life.
Amen.
Why did he do that? To show me that he's real.
Yeah.
Say, resurrection life.
Resurrection
life. We serve a God that's not dead, he's alive.
Amen.
Mama came home one day, opened up all the cabinets in the house, no food. Brought me in here and said, what do you see? I say, ain't nothing in here, Mom. Now I'm 9 years old. I said, why are you showing me stuff that don't exist? Ain't no food in them cabinets. She said, but y'all gonna eat today.
Come on, Jesus.
And she was relying.
Come on.
And I'm sitting up here and saying, 9 years old. Say, 9 years old.
9 years old.
I'm going back to my room to go sit down. Mm-hmm. Hey, this lady come in, called Miss Woman's store, said, Janet, something told me y'all need some food. Something?
Yeah.
Told her? Who would tell her we didn't have no food?
Jesus.
I don't think Satan talked like that. He's trying to keep food from you.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
He's trying to keep sufficiency from us.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
The Bible says in John 10:10, he comes to steal, kill, and to destroy.
Yeah.
Part B of that statement says, but Jesus comes that I might have life, and that life what? More abundantly. Who was Jesus? Jesus, the Bible says, was God in human flesh. They called him Emmanuel. God what? With us. What did Jesus represent? He represented what a man looks like who's full of God.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
He showed you what a person would be and would do if God had totally controlled their lives.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
So Jesus comes to do good. The spirit of the demonic realm comes to do what? Bad. There's good and bad in the earth. And the reason there's good and bad is because first, there's a spiritual environment where good and bad are warring against one another. And you have a physical side, glory to God, that can't respond to it. You're moved by it.
Mm.
You follow me?
Yeah.
That's good.
Hmm?
Yes, sir.
Amen.
You're moved by it.
Mm-hmm.
So his mom stepped out on faith. God began to put people and places, circumstances and situations in her hands. Luke 7:38. I think it's 6:30.
Yes, sir.
Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Press down, shake it together, and running over. Shall what?
Amen.
Say, men, people.
People.
Give it to your bosom.
Yes,
my mother was always giving, always saw me. And get, hear me, say, hear me. She wasn't perfect. God doesn't ain't looking for perfect people. God's looking for obedient people. Can you hear that? God's not looking for perfect people. He's looking for obedient people. Say, people of obedience. Do you know employers looking for obedient folks too? Employers want people that's going to come to work on time.
Yeah.
Employers want people that's going to come to work and do the work while they're there.
Yeah.
Employers want people who not going to be on the phone. Now they, you know what, child? I ain't going to do nothing this man. See, I'm not tired of this guy. I'm so tired, I don't know what I need to do, girl. Please. I ain't paying me enough money. Girl, how long you been on the phone? Man, shoot, it's been 3 hours. Ain't nothing happening. No way. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Jesus.
Say, God can't bless that.
God can't bless that.
Do you understand what I'm saying? So if the world expects you, say the world expects you, to be on time, to do what you say you're going to do, you understand me? Huh? Then why do you think God will be different? Say he loves you. But I love my children too. I love my sons. But if they ain't doing what they're supposed to do, I ain't going to give them a bunch of money. Why? Because they haven't proven that they're responsible with the money that I give them. Love them, say love them. But I'm not going to give you my car.
Come on now.
Pops, you gave rid of your your car when she proved to you that she could be responsible with your car. Was that not so? Say responsibility. When she learned how to be responsible, Pop felt comfortable giving Rita the key to the Deuce and the Four. To the Cadillac. Because Pops ain't driving nothing but good cars. You know what I'm saying? Pops was driving the best. Mm-hmm. When he let us drive that big Brougham back in Cleveland, Ohio, I felt like I was driving on the cloud. I ain't never drove a cat like that before in my life. But you hear what I'm saying?
Amen.
You follow me?
Amen.
See, God, say God will set you up.
God will set you up.
The Bible says, God says, if you, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your father give good gifts unto you?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You follow that?
Yes, sir.
So I saw mom graduate, go to college, graduate, tops in her class. And I'm sitting here watching God. People bring it forward when she didn't say it. It happened all the time. It happened all the time. That happened twice in my lifetime that I saw that. But that was enough for me to recognize that God says, I have know the thoughts, Jeremiah 30:33, that I think concerning you.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts of good. And what do you say? Say good thoughts.
Good thoughts.
Say God thinks good of me.
God thinks good.
God doesn't think negative of us.
Mm-hmm.
God thinks good of us. Why? Because God sees us as he created us to be. Mm-hmm. See, you look at people sometimes from the realm of the flesh and you see the negatives. Mm-hmm. God sees the positives. He sees what he created in you.
Amen.
And he doesn't pay attention to the negative. He's saying you can come up higher.
Mm-hmm.
He said, come up higher.
Come up higher.
There's a higher level of living I have for you. Say a higher level of living.
Higher
but I want to prepare you for it.
Yes.
Say preparation for a next level of living.
Preparation for next level
living. It's to recognize. Say recognize.
Amen.
That when Jesus rose, amen, he gave you the power to live.
Yes.
Amen.
Say power to live.
Power to live.
So when the enemy comes and plays in your head and tell you, you can't have nothing, you tell him he's a flat out liar. You hit him with the word. Say, hit him with the word.
Hit the word.
Say, hit him with the word.
Hit the
word. Glory to God. Say the word of God.
The word of God.
My glasses.
Yeah, bring
them. They're in my briefcase. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Philippians chapter 3, verse number 1. It says, finally, my brother, rejoice in the Lord. Are you there?
Yes.
Amen.
Just finally, my brother, say rejoice.
Rejoice.
In the Lord.
In the Lord.
To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is
not grievous.
But for you, it is what?
It is saved.
My God. Oh, Jesus. Beware of what?
Dogs.
Who we call dogs? Mm-hmm. We say worthless people.
Worthless.
They had slang in the Bible to y'all.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Say Jewish vernacular.
Jewish
says beware of the what? The dogs. Mm-hmm. Beware of evil workers. Beware of what? Of the what? The concision. Say the concision.
Concision.
Uh-huh. Talk about say ruthless Jews.
Ruthless Jews.
You follow what I'm saying? Say mischief makers.
Mischief makers.
Lord, people who mutilate their flesh.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Those are say Baal worshippers. They used to cut themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They say they used to cut themselves as a sign of what? Worship to their gods.
Mm-hmm.
There's some stupid people in the Bible too.
Mm-hmm.
It says, for we are the what? Circumcision, which worship God in the what?
Spirit.
How do we worship God?
Spirit.
What's the word?
Spirit.
Huh? So when I worship God by doing what he says, I'm doing what? Spiritual worship to God. Say spiritual worship.
Spiritual worship.
It's doing what the word says.
Doing what the word says.
Just like you worship your employer when you do what the employer says. Because
mm-hmm.
if you don't do what the employer says, you don't get no money. You don't get no money. You don't eat. Do you understand what I'm saying? Say a fair exchange.
A fair exchange.
Services rendered.
Services rendered.
Uh-huh. You get money as a result.
Yes.
When you render unto God service, guess what? God blesses you with what he already has for you.
Amen.
So you're blessed to have life. Because tomorrow is not promised.
Amen.
Do you know me walking out the door and going home is not a promise?
Amen.
You know what is a promise? Because I love Jesus. If I fall going home and die, I'm going straight to heaven to be with the Lord. That is a promise that I can stand on.
Amen.
Do you follow me?
Because
as surely as you're alive, you're going what? But you need to know where you're going.
Amen.
Because where you're going is eternal. Say, where I'm going is eternal. See, we don't pay attention to the full scale of life. Say, full scale. As sure as you're born, you're going to what? Well, where do you go when you die? Say, resolve that now. So that don't have to be an issue. Say, it don't have to be an issue. Because it's coming. And you have to deal with it. Say, deal with it. Huh? See, when you know you're going to pass, guess what? You make arrangements. You got insurance. You got a plot. You prepare for that. Say, prepare for that. But you prepare for the next level too. Say, next level. Because the next level is better than this level. Y'all don't sound like y'all believe me. Y'all don't sound like y'all believe me. Say, next level is better than this level. But I'm going to draw this level until I get to the next. If I'm going to live, I'm going to live fully. I ain't playing. You follow what I'm saying? Glory to God. Come on, give the Lord a round of applause. Go see my grandmother again. Go see my grandfather again. Glory to God. I'm going to see Aunt Emma Jane again. I'm going to see Aunt Lily again. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
People up in heaven right now, I can hear Aunt Lily right now. Keep preaching, Reggie.
Come on, man.
Preach the word, son. Glory to God. Because they are alive and they see us.
Amen.
The Bible says they're part of the great cloud of witnesses.
Right.
Huh? Say, prepare.
Prepare.
Jesus is access to the supernatural, y'all.
Amen.
Verse number 3. For we are what? Circumcision? For we are of the what?
Circumcision.
Which worship God in spirit and rejoice in what? Christ Jesus. And have no what?
Confidence
in what? Say, in the flesh. Say, no confidence.
No confidence.
In my spirit, in my natural abilities. To understand supernatural things. That's what he's saying. Do you follow what I'm saying? There's an understanding that comes with living in the natural world. We know that gravity, what? Affects us in the natural world. If I go jump off a 10-story building, am I going to go up or am I going to go down? Why? Because I understand the spiritual laws that govern in this climate. Do you follow that? But likewise, there's a spiritual atmosphere that I need to understand. Amen?
Amen.
And when I operate in the spirit realm, when I decree what God says, I activate activity in the realm of the spirit that will impact my life in the natural environment in which I live in.
Amen.
That's why I pray over my children.
Amen.
That's why I pray over you at night.
Amen.
Because I understand that when I pray for you all and ask God to move, that angelic operations take place and protective environments are set up in your lives, because that's what God calls us to do. And I will hope y'all praying for me, glory to God, so that I will have the same type of protection, because God hears your voice as well as he hears mine. And when you release words of faith, glory to God, they apply to me as you focus those words towards me. Do you follow me?
Amen.
That's why the Bible says man should always pray and not cease.
Right.
Always pray. Without what? Ceasing. Stop.
That's right.
Thank you. Ask the question.
Amen.
If you don't know, ask. Because
right.
You can't learn if you don't ask what? So to cease means to stop activity. Another word is cessation, which means to stop. But God says, don't stop. Continue to pray. That's why he tells you to receive your prayer language. So when you don't know how to pray, the Spirit will pray for you. Because God understands what? We are limited in verb. When I say verb, I'm talking about verbalization, speaking. We're limited in understanding. But when we pray in the Spirit gives us revelation and understanding we didn't have previously. That's what he was given to us.
Yes.
Why? To bridge the gap of knowledge. To bridge the gap what we don't understand. He brings understanding so we can go to the next level.
Right.
Do you follow me? Say, next level living.
Next
comes from next level preparation.
Next level.
Jesus died that you be prepared for next level living. Say, the better.
The better.
Do you follow that?
Yes.
God doesn't want his people, say his people, in bondage. God doesn't want you living for a paycheck every month. God wants you to create a job if it ain't one. Y'all don't hear me? Say, create a job if it ain't one.
Create a job.
I love God. Thank you for being here. God is so good. My father-in-law.
Yes.
Comes to St. Louis. Gets a job as a salesperson. Then he goes to the community where there is no presence.
Because the white people didn't think black people bought goods. So they never thought that the black community could be a place for additional sales. Can I say this? They didn't recognize the money that sat in our area. That black people had money. You follow me? And Pops over here made them recognize that there is a realm of sales, which means they have another source of income coming in. Because this brother right here took the God-given talents that he had and he created a wealth center for his company that they didn't even know existed. That's why he got all these sales awards and stuff. Because he took what was given him, God gave him certain skills, and he went into his community and he created an environment where he could now become a resource to his company, and his company paid him handsomely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now there were certain people who didn't like it. Certain brothers didn't like it, didn't they, Pops? Huh? Yeah. And the white people said, we love him because he's making us look good. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Do you see me? A black man in a predominant white environment takes what God has given him and works hard. Say, works hard. And creates an environment where he starts a division of the company that didn't exist before. Give God praise up in the house. Why do I tell this? Because Pops told me the story. Because we talked. It's history going on in your lives right now that God is the basis of. And because we don't talk to our people, we don't talk to people who've achieved certain things, we don't recognize that God is putting people in our lives that he's moved on, glory to God, to show them that if you trust me, I'll do some stuff to you.
Amen.
Hmm?
Amen.
See, opportunity. That's why Jesus rose again.
Amen.
That's why Jesus rose, so you can do some things you didn't think you can do.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. See, you're supposed to expect God to give you an unfair advantage. I'm gonna let y'all meditate on that. You should expect God to give you an unfair advantage. I told y'all to read Exodus chapter 1 through what? 20 what?
25.
Did you see favor?
Yes, sir.
Hmm? Did you see God's favor in that? God told Moses, I'm gonna make a distinction between you and the Egyptians. Hmm? Do you know what God is saying to you today? I'm going to make a distinction between you people too as you begin, what? To trust me. I'll make stuff happen to you and people say, girl, how God did that for you? What'd you do? And you simply say, I trust him.
Yes.
Say, I trust him.
Say, I trust him.
People come back to us and they say, man, I remember when your mama, when she would be walking to work, because mama had no car, she used to walk from her house to the hospital. She would get us, cover us up in the rain, put a raincoat over us, and walk us to the bus, send us to school. And when we were gone, she would take care of herself, and then she would go to work. Say, walking.
Walking.
And everybody used to say, your mom used to look so white because she had the white shoes, had the white dress, had the white cat. Say, she looked like she was going because she put bleach in everything. Bleach in everything, y'all. But I remember, glory to God, mama, she only had like one or two pairs of white stockings. She get that clear nail polish. And when there would be a run in the stockings, I would see her just go. She made what do with what she had. And when she walked out of the door, she lost $1 million. $1 million. And we say we're children. See, when you're a child, you can appreciate the value of a mom. Or a parent. Or a father. You understand what I'm saying? This man right here cooks better than most women. If you want to learn how to cook, try that brother right there. I didn't think men could cook like that. I thought my uncle, glory to God, my great-grandfather, but Pops Lee, he could throw it out. What did he do? He did what was necessary to take care of his family.
Amen.
See, when God finds somebody who ain't afraid of hard work, who ain't afraid of challenges, say, ain't afraid of challenges.
Ain't afraid of challenges.
Mm-hmm.
But go do what needs to be done. The Spirit of God will be on that person. Propelling that person. Encouraging that person. Bringing people into that person's life to encourage them. Bringing people into that person's life, glory to God, to help them to go to the next level. Don't give up. When my mom was getting ready to take the exam, I told y'all about this. I think I told some of y'all didn't hear this. But she was getting ready to quit. She sat down at the table to get her license's exam, and she got up and she walked out because she didn't think she was going to pass. But the white man who was a paraplegic got hurt in Vietnam. Grab my mama, she's walking out the door. He said, Janet, what are you doing? She said, I can't do it. He says, what are you talking about? You have the best average of all the students in the class. You're the number one. Then he said, what about them four children you've been telling us about? You're doing it for them. Janet, get yourself together and go sit down and take that test.
Come on.
The mama said, if that man had not grabbed her, she would have walked out of the exam center that day. But God had a ram in the bush.
Amen.
And it did look like her.
Amen.
God always got somebody for you if you got ears to hear and you got a heart to receive.
Amen.
So she sat down and she took the test. Glory to God. 1969 scored higher than anybody, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, in Florida on that exam. That day, she had the highest score in the state of Florida. They put her name in the paper. They had a whole article on my mom in the local section in 1969. I didn't even know about it, but my teacher said, Mr. Goff, go grab my newspaper. I think you're going to be real excited about what you see. I'm like, Mr. Smith, what you talking about? I don't even read the paper. Go get the newspaper out of my desk. I opened the desk and I opened the local section and my mama's picture sitting right there.
Amen.
And I said, oh my God, my mama is somebody.
Amen.
Because see, sometimes you think your mama, and you ain't doing enough. We want better clothes. We want to eat McDonald's. See, when you're children, you're selfish.
Yeah, that's it.
You're selfish.
Right.
You don't realize how hard your parents are working for you. You don't realize the sacrifices your parents are making for you. Because all you think about when your child is you.
Yeah.
When I'm going to eat, when I'm going to drink, how much ice cream?
Yeah.
When I'm going to get my bicycle. At that time, in one Nikes, we know it was like Converse. I want my old sauce. $9.99. Chuck Taylors, high tops, white. You understand what I'm saying? Looking for your stuff. Say, looking for your stuff. And I recognize what God is doing for my mother. And I started to wake up, and I began to put two and two together. And I said, I see now that when you trust God, God begins to do stuff that you can't do for yourself.
Come on.
And so God is looking. Say, God is looking.
God is looking.
And I'm getting, the Lord told me when I started to minister, he says, give people an understanding from your personal life of how I moved in your life.
That's good.
Because God would do stuff for you when you're stupid. See, I got real upset with my coach because he wouldn't let me start at quarterback like I should. Now, I should have been just glad to be on the team. I'm the starting corner. I've been starting corner for 4 years.
Yeah.
Always on all-star teams. Always making these top-level places. But I want to play quarterback, too. I want to go both ways. And I was playing both ways.
Yeah.
So one day, I decided not to go to the game. I'm arrogant now.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay home, and I ain't going to play tonight this Friday night. And I did. Like a fool. And we won.
Without me.
Like I'm Bo Jackson or something. Can't miss. Y'all gonna miss me.
Yeah.
You follow what I'm saying? And coach came on to say, it's a true story.
Yeah.
What happened to you last? What happened to you Monday?
Right.
Coach, I had diarrhea.
Right.
You know we're gonna call my mom.
Yeah.
Lying. Lying. Straight up lying.
Yeah.
And the enemy shifted my relationship.
Yeah.
Because now I'm getting letters from Michigan State, Ohio State. I'm getting letters from Northwestern,
Yeah.
Illinois, Florida A&M gave me a scholarship. All this stuff going on behind the scenes, but coach threw on my letters in file 13. Because I've proven I might not be trustworthy. See, you don't know what you're doing when you get caught up in pride. Think you all that. Huh? Say, but God is good. Because mama was praying for me.
Amen.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Yes, sir. And I had to get to the point where I had to humble, say, humble myself.
Humble myself.
Say, humble myself.
Humble yourself.
Because I began to smell myself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
And God began to open doors, say, open doors. In spite of me, say, in spite of me.
Because
God is better to us than we are to ourselves.
Yes.
Hmm? But mama, say, mama, had made a prophetic statement. Say, statement. You going to college. All y'all boys going to college. And mama says, you're the oldest. You got to be the example. You got to do so your brothers will do. If you do right, they will do right. Because they believe that my big brother can do it, I can do it too. So God inspired me. Tuskegee called, sent me a letter, said, we want you for our school. Academically.
Yeah.
I got in college academics. Florida A&M called and says, I was at Manatee High School looking at another brother. This is what the coach says. But this number 10 kept stepping up. He kept popping up. Say, he kept triggering on screen.
Yeah.
He said, this guy number 10, who is that? Because I kept showing up. Kept showing up. That's why I tell you young people, when you're on the field, give it your best.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, give it your best, because you don't know who's watching you. Even when nobody's looking, play defense. Do whatever you can. Do it to the best of your ability, because somebody's watching you. And I was this man looking at this film. He said, I don't want the guy I came to look at it, Madison. I want the boy from Bayshore. And that was me.
Yeah.
That was me. And I didn't deserve it, Katrina. Didn't deserve it. But God hears the prayers of the righteous. And this woman was praying for her four boys, and she said, I'm going to bless him in spite of him because of you. That's why mamas pray for your children. Excuse me. Say, pray for your children.
Pray for your children.
Pray for everybody. Say, pray for everybody. Because God hears your prayers. Huh? Say, God hears my prayers.
God hears my prayers.
1 John chapter 5, verse 14 and 15, the Bible says this. And if we know that he hears us. Say, if I know that he hears us.
I know that he hears
us. Say, God knows that he hears me. And I know that he hears me. And because I know that he hears me, I have the petition that I what? That I bring to him. And because of resurrection power. Say, resurrection power. Say, Jesus is alive. He's hearing your prayers. And he's responding to what you say.
Amen.
Say, responding.
Responding
to what you say.
Yes.
Put your name and says, Jesus is alive.
Jesus is alive.
The Bible says he's seated at the right hand of the Father.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he's moving on your behalf.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See, he died.
Yes.
That you might have life and that life more abundantly.
Yes.
Say, life.
Life.
The Greek word is soa. You have the God kind of life.
Yes,
which
sir.
Means when you start doing the word of God, God will start to move on your behalf.
Yes.
Do you believe that, church?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, yes.
Do you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
And see, because mom believed in him, guess what I did?
Mm-hmm.
So I went to college. And I'll be honest, I struggled. Because I wasn't ready. Say, not discipline. Say, smart.
Smart.
But smart don't mean nothing if you ain't got no discipline.
That's right. That's
what's that mean? You don't handle your time properly.
Right. Come on now.
Huh? So you wind up doing a good thing, but ain't the right thing.
Right.
It was good for me to be practicing, but I should have been studying too.
Yeah.
Do you follow what I'm saying?
Because
you have a responsibility. Say, responsibility.
Responsibility.
Student athletes have a very difficult time.
Because
not only do you have to do your work, but you have to do your work on the field or on the court.
Mm-hmm.
Other kids can take a break. Student athletes, they work in all the time.
Right.
Why? Because you gotta work the physical and the intellectual.
Amen.
Yeah. Hmm? Sometimes I just was like, I'm straight out, ain't gonna do it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Suffering the consequences. Mm-hmm. When the midterm grades come,
show
enough. But I get on my knees. said, I get on my knees.
Yeah.
And I said, God, I need help.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
See, I can tell you that what David said in the Psalms, he's a very present help in a time of need. There have been many times I needed God. Didn't deserve him, but I needed him. And when I went to him, glory to God, Jesus showed up. Do you understand what I'm saying? And help me. Say, help me.
Help me.
In my dire situations. Because some things you just don't want to tell mama.
Come on
now. You want to tell God. Thank God don't communicate to mama what you communicate with him about. You understand what I'm saying? See, God don't go around telling it's his children what his other children are doing. Unless they're doing something real stupid. You follow me? That he needs to get them involved. But when you have a relationship with the Father, you can go to him and he'll help you out of your mess. Say your mess.
Your mess. That's right. Good.
So I'm trying to make it real today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to make this thing real. This is just some. This ain't just some fables. This is a reality. If you choose, say choose to trust him and his word, he will prove himself and his word to you. That's why the Bible says God said he esteemed his word above his name.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because his word will define his name.
Amen.
You follow what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's how we should be. See, that's how we should be.
That's how we should be.
People should know us by word. We say we're going to do something, we're going
to
do it.
We're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. We're going to do what God says to do. You follow that? Are you getting this?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
See, God is good.
God is good.
He's good. He's not dead. He's alive.
Yes.
See, he's not dead.
He's not dead.
He's alive.
He's alive.
Why is he alive? So he can take you to the next level of living.
Yes.
But he prepares you for the next level you're going to. Say preparation.
Preparation.
You have a responsibility. This does not come by osmosis. That's another SAT word. That's where you just get it. You just drop in your gate. No, you got to do some things yourself. So I got to do some things. You know when Pop was doing that route? He had to go hit them vendors himself. He had to go tell them about old Vienna. Had to let them know what old Vienna could do for them. He had to go. Say had to go. And do his legwork before his business took off. Pops, it took a little minute to establish that business, didn't it? It took some time.
Yes.
Guess what? You ain't going to walk into greatness tomorrow. It takes time.
Yes.
You got to be prepared.
Yes.
See, God can't drop certain things on you because you ain't ready to receive it.
Yes.
Huh? What? He got to tenderize your heart.
Yes.
Say, tenderize your heart.
Yes.
So you can believe it. Say, you can believe it. See, the word spoken creates space for the word to be manifested.
Yes, sir.
Huh? So the word spoken,
Has
to create space in you so it can be manifested. Give you an example. Mom said we're going to college. All we could see was the project. Didn't nobody in the project go to college that we knew of. Huh? So what happened? She had to build. Say build. Faith comes by.
Hearing.
Say faith comes by.
Hearing.
Faith comes by.
Hearing.
Faith comes by hearing.
Hearing.
So if you keep hearing, you going to college over and over again, what's going to happen? You won't believe it.
Yeah.
Huh? You keep hearing that God is good, that God is great, that God can do anything you ask him, that there's nothing too hard for them. If you keep reading this and meditating upon this, guess what? You're going to soon believe it.
Amen.
And what you believe, you're going to walk out.
Amen.
Amen. That's why the enemy comes to distract you. That's why you got TV packages, Dish TV, Direct TV. Whatever TV, Hulu, Mulu, Bulu. Oh, yeah, all these TVs. You understand what I'm saying? All these channels. You can watch TV 24/7 now. Everybody got a vision.
Everybody.
It's all to distract you. Say distraction. You got to be focused. Which means you got to have some goals.
Yes.
And the first thing in your goal is God. Trust in the Lord.
Yes.
With all thine heart.
Yes.
Proverbs chapter 3. And lean not to your own understanding.
Yes.
But in all your ways, not some of them, but all of your ways, acknowledge God. What does it mean to acknowledge God? God, what do you think about the matter? Father, what do you think about this? Should I go to this college or should I go to that college? What should I do? If you ask God, he'll tell you. How does he do that? How does he do that, Pastor? He'll use somebody. He'll send somebody your way. But if you have a real tender relationship, he'll speak to you personally.
Yes.
Because you have what? Receptivity. You've developed your spirit to hear him. See, there are different levels of relationships.
Certain levels of relationships.
Levels of relationships.
Mm-hmm. See, Rita and I have a relationship 35 years. Certain things, she can look at me and tell what's wrong. That comes with time. I can look at her and tell situations are wrong. Because that comes with what? Time and what? Intimacy. You can't get that from her. How? Because you haven't spent that much time with her. You can't get that from me. Because you haven't spent 35 years with me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
You spend time with people, you begin to know them. Sometimes we say the same thing.
Right.
She'll say something, I'll be thinking it. I'll say something, she'll be thinking it. Do you follow me? Yeah. Relationships, say relationships.
Relationships.
But certain people, they want something from her. They have to go ask her. Why? Because the relationship is that way. My wife can look at me and say, you want some orange juice, don't you? And I'd be like, how do you know, baby? Because she knows. You follow me.
Mm-hmm.
See, God has different levels of relationships. God might have a relationship with Deborah that's different than the one with Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow me? Why? Because relationship sensitivity is developed by time spent with the Father.
Correct.
So there are certain people God speaks to at a distance because they're afraid of him. They don't believe he speaks. They don't understand that he communicates like that. And then there are others that God is right here with them. And he's saying, George and George, yeah, Pops, what's up? What do you want me to do? Because he knows if God's asking him something, he says, what can I do, Father? Relationship. It's not that God likes anyone any better than the other. The child that spends time with the Father is the one that gets the Father's heart. Can I hear it? Can I say that again? The one who spends time with the Father gets the Father's heart, gets the Father's attention. Rachel loves God. I love all four children, but Rachel has a relationship with God that her three don't have. It's just true. But Rachel spends more time with God than the other three. Do you follow me? Do they have the same opportunity?
Yes.
Of course they do. But it's all based upon what? Desire.
Desire.
Say desire.
Desire.
Because Jesus rose, because Jesus is alive, you have access to God right now. And you can talk to God about anything. Anything. See, the reason I'm teaching like this is so you can go beyond. Because most of y'all don't believe you can talk to God like that. But you can. And faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. The more I teach it, the more you're going to get it. The more you listen and do, the more you're going to experience. Because you have to listen and you have to do. Say listen.
Listen.
And do.
And do.
Say listen.
Listen.
And do.
And do.
And you will have what God has for you. Because next level living is based on next level preparation.
Correct.
You have to prepare yourself to walk with God.
Yes.
Say preparation.
Preparation.
And it's simply reading your word. And believing.
Amen.
Talking. Trust. Say trust.
Trust.
When it don't look right, you don't change. When it don't look right, you don't start cussing and fussing. When it don't look right, you don't start murmuring and what? Complaining. When it don't look right, you say, God, I trust you. God, I trust you. It's going to happen just like you say, Father. I'm going to do what I need to do while you do what you need to do. You understand what I'm saying? I'm going to do whatever you ask me to do, Father. Hallelujah. And you're going to do what you need to do.
Yes, sir.
And that's the mindset that we have to have. Say, God will do.
God will do.
What we ask him to.
What we ask him to.
As long as it aligns with the word.
As long as it aligns with the word.
Jesus died.
Jesus died.
And he rose.
He rose.
That you have
that
type of access to God.
Amen.
Do you hear me?
Amen.
Do you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Do you follow me?
Yes, sir.
With that, I think my time is up. Is that correct?
Amen.
Give the Lord a round of applause. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look to your neighbor. It says, we are?
We are.
Equipped.
Equipped.
To win.
To win.
And we built for this.
We're
not built to lose.
We
built to win.
We're built to win.
God has given us everything that pertains to life
and godliness
in Christ Jesus. Come on, give him a round of applause. Amen.